What is up, Patsy? Laces out Finkel show right before Thanksgiving, the one before the big one. Don't forget, don't sleep on Thanksgiving. First off, let me just, bam, we're right into this episode. Don't sleep on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful, which is something we're going to go over today on the show. It is November 21st, a Wednesday, 11:43 p.m., still in the morning, don't jump ahead now, Central Standard Time. It is me, you know who I am. I am Lasse Seth Finkel, Beer League Unrestricted Free Agent, per usual. Doctrine and Dangles, hopefully soon. I'm working on it. I'm in med school to get my PhD in Dangles. Shout out to Southwest Airlines, taking all the families around the country for Thanksgivings. I'm a retired softball legend, soon to be joined by Adrian Beltre on the softball team. If he wants to come out of retirement to play a little adult softball, call me. Baseball has been very, very good to me, too. I am a star supporter. I am a hashtag make football fun again. Hashtag make hockey violent again. I love you guys as usual. I'm thankful. First off, I'm thankful for you, the people. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at LacesOutFinkel. I am a cupcake-loving son of a gun. Don't say that around Kevin Durant now, because he's going to tell you to shut the F up and watch the effing game. And he's going to pay $25,000 for it, because he's a pansy. I asked a couple of you guys today, what you want me to talk about? What you want me to say? And we're going to just kind of go off that. First off, again, if you want to be a sponsor of my shit, you want me to take pictures of myself or videos of myself, In your swag, your SHWAD swag. That's the incorrect spelling. The swag. Let me know. I will absolutely 100% endorse you. Unless you're like a white supremacist Nazi company, then I will choose to not support you. And we can just move along. Because that's wrong. And you're wrong for thinking that. So, this Thanksgiving holiday begins. All turkey, no gravy. Just kidding. A lot of gravy. I'm all about that souse, which is something that we'll get into today as well. Things that I'm thankful for. In and out of sports. Tomorrow we've got Tiger versus Phil Mickelson in a pay-per-view golf match. Now that, to me, is interesting because I'm not going to pay to watch you play golf, Tigro and Phil. I'm not going to do it. I will illegally stream it, but I'm not going to pay for it. You are outside of your Johnny football minds if you think I'm going to pay to watch you play golf. What do you think this is? The WWF? The WWF from the 1990s, late 90s, early 2000s, where we would have to pay to record. Man, I'm just going to warn you guys real quick. I'm getting interrupted by airplanes. Shout out to airplanes, but shut up, airplanes, because you're annoying me and my listeners today. It's the Thanksgiving holidays, guys. I can't tell, you know, Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, hey, stop flying for like 25, 30 minutes. So old Daddy Finkel can record his podcast and get it out to the people. There's going to be a lot of people driving tomorrow and traveling. They want to hear what I have to say, obviously. Anywho, what do you think this is, the WWF? I'm not going to pay to watch. I remember growing up how there was a time where you would meet at people's houses just to watch WWF pay-per-views. And I'm saying WWF because that's what it was back in the day. Before it got all PG and friendly. Back when it was the TNA Attitude Era. Bruh. One of these days I'm going to hit you guys with a solid, at least hour and a half, 2 hour podcast. Just going over wrestling. Because you guys know, for a very, very long time, I was heavily invested in it. Like, it was weird. Anyway, I'm probably not going to watch Phil and Tiger. I, you know what? Kudos for him. I hope that the profits from the pay-per-view somehow go to some sort of charity, because those guys don't need this money. They're putting up like a million or so, something like that, as far as the purse. It's a straight-up bet. Man, I can't stomach playing LCR sometimes. For those of you who don't know, LCR is left, center, right. It's a dice game that me and the boys play, where you basically have $3 and can end up with anywhere between, you know, if you get four people, $12, upwards of, who knows, $25, $30, depending on how many people you have. But we usually play with $1 bills, and I can hardly stomach that sometimes because times is hard. Money ain't easy to come by. The living ain't cheap. But that's enough negativity because it's time to be thankful. Some people told me, why don't you talk about what you're thankful for? We will get into that. Don't you worry. Don't you worry at all. Something else, one of my cousin, Jacob, down there in San Antonio. First off, I'll see you soon. I got your college graduation invitation in the mail. Gonna try my best to make it. He wanted me to talk about John Wall saying F you to the coach whenever the coach was like, play harder. Fuck you. Okay, bro. Cool. Meeting adjourned. Practice is over. I get it. I don't want to continue to pick on the NBA and talk about how soft these athletes are, but my word, every other sport, yeah, you hear about guys getting into it, but it seems like with the NBA, these guys are divas, and I'm trying so hard to like really get into the NBA this season. I'm trying really hard to follow the storylines. I mean, you have LeBron playing in Cleveland tonight. If they don't cheer him, shame on you, Cleveland. Don't boo the man that basically put you back on the map as far as a sports city for us just to go, well, you just suck again when he left. Don't poop on that, man. But the NBA athletes are making it so easy for me just to go, you know what? No, I don't care. Because an NBA athlete is the most emotional baby in all of sports. Basketball is the most emotionally soft sport in the world. And that's comparing it to soccer, where guys, I mean, embellishment is a thing. Embellishment is an art form. But I'm trying really hard to stick with it. But John Wall, Kevin Durant, guys like you are what's wrong with basketball. Stop being so soft. Harden up, toughen up a little bit. Eat some red meat. Get some muscle. Stop acting like frail little kids. It's embarrassing. Look at me, getting negative again. Thanks, basketball, for making me negative. Douchebags. Anyway, talked to a couple of friends of mine. Shout out to Nick King, first time dad, long time friend, and Dustin Ames, the correct names, Snow. They wanted me to talk about Thanksgiving and the irony of going to a casino as a white man on Turkey Day. I'll let you guys just figure that one out. How? Beltre, I mean, they wanted me to go into Beltre retirement, which I touched on a little bit yesterday. That's one thing I'm thankful for. Adrian Beltre making baseball interesting and fun again in a time where, like I said yesterday, the analytics of the sport make it kind of monotonous. The numbers, I don't really care about the numbers of the sport, but thank you, Adrian Beltre, for making baseball fun. And the fact that he could be a potential candidate to be a manager around 2020 when they move into the new stadium. Because I think I've said this before, Woodward, he's a good guy. I think he's gonna be a decent manager, but he's really just a placeholder until they get situated into that new ballpark, that brand new, shiny, enclosed ballpark. All you baseball enthusiasts that are like, baseball's meant to be played outside. Yeah, maybe in the Midwest or in the North where they get seasons, not down here. Not down here in HELL double hockey sticks. Michael Scott. But it's just too much. I can't wait for that ballpark to open up. So those are a couple topics they wanted me to touch on. Well, actually, no, they wanted me to touch on when is it appropriate to put up Christmas decorations? Guys, and girls, moms, dads, children of all ages, after Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving, go nuts. But give Thanksgiving its shine. Thanksgiving is a way better holiday than Christmas. There, I said it. There are no gifts involved. There's no giving. The only thing you give is thanks. You give thanks for what you have. You give thanks for your friends and your family and your loved ones, everyone around you. And I know, you do the same thing at Christmas, but Christmas is so watered down, and it's such a... And I do enjoy Christmas. I love being with my family. I love being and seeing my friends that I haven't seen in a while. But to me, Thanksgiving is, it means more, because there's more to be thankful for. So that's my opinion. The day after Thanksgiving, go nuts. You throw those Christmas tree lights on. You take that bazooka full of Christmas lights and do 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 do, just like in The Grinch. Do 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 do. Put them up. Put them on. So the day after Christmas or the day after Thanksgiving, go nuts. A couple of other things I want to talk about. You know what? Let's just get right into it. The things that I am thankful for. You guys want me to get all mushy-gushy? I know this is what you want. I gotta feed the babies what you want. I'm thankful for the DH, the designated hitter in baseball. You baseball purists that are like, DH is stupid. No. In my podcast, you're wrong. You wanna argue it? Come on over. Sit next to me on this kid's ouch. And let's have an is argument. Argumizzle. But the DH makes baseball so much more exciting. I would much rather see home run after home run after home run after home run than a no-hitter. There you go. You wanted it, you got it. Pitching is an art form. Pitchers are also getting hurt at an alarming rate, too. I can go into a whole spiel about that. I'm going to bring him up again. Nick King says that a lot of guys are better after Tommy John, which I think that there are numbers to support it, but sometimes I think he just argues with me just for fun. Yeah. Yeah, argue for fun. Which is why he's going to be on the podcast one day. Believe you me. He and I can go back and forth, and we'll probably go over a story or two where we really get into it. About sports. But regardless, I personally think that the DH is good for baseball, and I am thankful for it. I already went over Adrian Beltre. Thankful for him. I'm thankful for Rusty Greer, another number 29. Because to me, Rusty Greer was the athlete that I grew up on, and I said, I want to be like him. I want to be just like Rusty Greer. What a baseball name, too, by the way. What a baseball name. Fortunate enough to meet him. I've got a baseball bat signed by him. He is probably in my Mount Rushmore of athletes. Another guy that I'm thankful for, Mickey Tettleton. That's kind of an obscure one. One of the few players to play all positions in baseball within one game. His batting stance is one of the most nonchalant, just like, why am I even here? And then, wha-pow, just crushes the ball. He's fantastic. Thankful for him. I'm thankful for... And those were all three Texas Rangers. I'm going to try and keep it local here. Obviously, I'm thankful for Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, the guy has been... I don't know why I went full Christopher Walken. The guy has been with the Mavericks the whole time. The guy has been with the Mavericks his entire career. With the exception of who he was drafted by. I'm sure that's one of like the... most well-known facts. Dirk's been a Maverick his whole career, except he was traded from the Bucks. When he was selected by the Bucks, and then traded to the Mavs. You know who else is very similar to that? Luka. Luka was selected by the Hawks, and we selected that thin-haired gentleman, Trae Young, and we swapped them. Could not have made a better deal. I'm thankful for Mark Cuban. For making those deals. I'm not thankful for our uniforms anymore. I think it's time to move on from them and go back to the green. But I am thankful for Mark Cuban because he has made that team what it was in 2011. And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack. Well, in 2012, he just broke the team apart. That's understandable, and I can see why you're upset. But again, my podcast, I can say what I want. How about them? Happy else. So, thankful for Mark Cuban in that 2011 championship season. Thankful for Marion Barber. Yeah, I'm going to say a couple of Cowboys. I know that I usually cacaw on the cacao boys, but Marion Barber, actually, when I was waiting tables at Primo's years ago, he walked in, and he has a boat, or had a boat on Lake Ray Hubbard at the time. Guys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages. Marion Barber is a frightening individual in real life. Just as frightening as he was on the field. He was one of the guys I had his jersey for a long time. One of the few Cowboys. I've actually only had three Cowboys jerseys my entire life. And one of them is Drew Bledsoe because I got it for $5. And now ironically Cole Beasley wears number 11. So I enjoy that. I am thankful for Cole Beasley. Even though he's having a bit of a down season. Hopefully the Amari Cooper trade and pickup will distract people from double-teaming Cole and open him up more. But back to Marion Barber. That guy was so much fun to watch in a dark time. Oh, and Troy Aikman. He's my other jersey, obviously. He's the greatest quarterback that the Cowboys have ever had. Disagree once again. My podcast. I say what I want. I do what I want. Marion Barber was so much fun to watch. He was almost Marshawn Lynch before Marshawn Lynch was Marshawn Lynch. The antics weren't there. He's a more of a quiet dude. But man, Marion Barber was so much fun to watch. I'm thankful, again, for Troy Aikman, like I said. He brought Super Bowls. He had a great team around him. But that dude, he sacrificed so much for that team, health-wise. He does, you know, he does a great job commentating now, and I know that he is not a Jerry Jones fan. Maybe that's why I am so thankful for him, because it's one of the bigger names in Cowboys history, and he's standing up and saying, this is a train wreck. Cowboys are a train wreck with Jerry Jones in charge. Thank you, Troy. Thank you for calling out Jerry Jones. I'm thankful for you. I talked about sauce earlier. I'm thankful for spicy ketchup from Whataburger. I love spicy ketchup. I love it. You want to give me something for Christmas? Spicy ketchup. Spicy ketchup t-shirt. Spicy ketchup. Ketchup. Regular ketchup, but spicy. From Whataburger. It's so good. I put it on everything. I'm one of those weird individuals that puts it on eggs. So, if that kind of gives you a scope of who I am. I love spicy ketchup. It is so good. All of the sauces from Whataburger. I'm a sauce kind of guy. I love all sauces. Consistencies, tastes, spices. Love them. Sauces. Thankful for sauce. I am thankful for sauces. Sometimes I get lost in the sauce. Some say I'm a sauce boss. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. Yeah, I just quoted Beyonce, which is extremely out of character for me because I don't like Beyonce. I don't like her music. I think she's overproduced. I'm touching a lot of chords today, right before Thanksgiving. I'm gonna leave you wanting more, and I'm gonna go, take it away. Take it away from you. I'm thankful for hockey, just the sport in general. I'm thankful for hockey fights. What a way to settle a dispute just right away with a snap of a finger, with a punch of a face. Just, bah, 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 bah. We done? Yep, good. All right, penalty box, stick tap. Time to move on. I'm so thankful for violence in hockey. It is so much fun, and it makes the sport so much better than any other sport out there. I said it. I'm thankful for the Stars in that they opened me up to hockey. As a lot of you know, that they came here from Minnesota in 1993 to 1994. What a lot of you don't know, and I believe this to be true, because I'm right about most things, especially seeing it as, again, it is my podcast and I can be right about whatever I want. When the Mighty Ducks movie came out and you saw Mike Modano in a Stars jersey, that was not a Dallas Stars jersey. That was a Minnesota North Stars jersey. That was the season before, I think, they moved here. They drafted Mike Modano. And then, I want to say the year after or the year of, they moved to Dallas. So that's a fun little fact. A little movie fact for you, Emilio. Thankful for the Mighty Ducks movies. Those were amazing. And just opened up so many people to hockey. I'm thankful to my buddy Nathan for sticking with me and teaching me the game of hockey on the ice. He is a patient one, and he has helped me, and I have evolved into someone that does not fall as much. I can stop, and I can go Pennzoil. I cannot skate backwards yet. Again, I'm working on that PhD in dangles so I can become a doctor in dangles. But yeah, those are the things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for a lot. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I'm thankful for you guys tuning in, listening, whether it be on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, whatever, Anchor. I'm thankful for the words of encouragement. I'm thankful for your criticism. I am thankful for each and every person that has reached out and said, hey, I listened to your podcast. Even if you lied to me, I am thankful for you for just noticing that it's there. I'm thankful for the people that have said, hey, stop posting about this stuff. It's annoying. No, I'm not going to. But I'm thankful for you because you noticed. So yeah, I am thankful for Fa because it's on the stove and it's almost warm. Time for me to eat. So those are the things that I'm thinking. Oh, I'm thankful for my family, my mom and dad, who celebrated their 35th wedding anniversary on Sunday, and then I ate too much at brunch and couldn't eat anything at the Friendsgivings. I'm thankful for them for making me. Kind of thankful for them making my brother, but whatever. You gotta make the favorite, I guess. We'll get into that later. I'm thankful. But yeah, I'm thankful for each and every single one of you. Be safe this holiday. It is a dangerous one. Blackout Wednesday. If you don't know what it is, look it up. Trust me. Be careful out there. Uber, Lyft, call me. I'll be at the tap room tonight until 10 p.m. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. if you want to come swing by and say hi and get some cider for you and your family and you and yours. Be careful, be good to one another, be thankful, and let people that you love know that you are thankful for them. Bye-bye.